The Gemara clears a shayla here. The Gemara introduces a new shayla of Ruchama about lechi aboylim doifner shel mavli. Pachas marba amos nidin mishum lechi ve'ein tzarich lechi achel la'atiroi. Dalat amos nidin mishum mavli ve'tzarich lechi acher la'atiroi. So the Gemara says if you have a lechi which is more than dalat amos, so it can't be nidin. Mishum lachi, there's a problem with it. So it seems to be, if you look at the Rashi and some of the other shayim, we'll focus on the Rashba. It seems to be that there's two different Rashi and Rashba seem to be choylik exactly what the chesaron is. Rashi's lashon here is that nafik mitaras lechi, and even if you would have done it, teres avikasha. Because mishum dur b'stimasa l'gar melachim mashu, ha'ra kivin de lav lachik ba anan b'machshav l'matzin l'afkuye mitaras koisul l'shavi lechi. To kivin de nafik l'mitaras lechi, and it's already not a lechi. So Rashi's mashma, there's a fundamental problem that if it has a shame koisul to it, it's not called a lechi. The shame koisul that's chal on this when you build it as dal anamis, that itself is a stira to this that it should be a lechi. So Rashi's mashma, it's a fundamental problem, and then Rashi says, that's why b'machshava you can't just decide to switch it. Once it was chalan and Hashem koisel, it can't be chalan and Hashem lechi. B'machshava you can't switch it. And then Rashi says, and if you did it l'shem lechi, it works. Why? Rashi has a whole hesber, because if you did it l'shem lechi, even though it's dalat amis, and maybe you would think that there's that something which is dalat amis, maybe that alone is a steer to being a lechi, because more than dalat amis is a koisel. So Rashi mishum the riba b'stimasa legarim lechem mashu, that once you build it l'shem, built it l'shem, dalat amis is the reason to see it as a koisel. But if you built it l'shem lechi, it's chalan l'shem lechi. Rashi's not busy here with focusing on is there a koil, is there a hecker. He's just saying is seems like a more fundamental problem. The Rashba asks on the Gemara Kasha. Now, L'chayra, what could be the problem over here? The more Vimtaimer Lafipir Zeh, Afiyu Kishloog Balashem Lechi, Lama Loyachsha, Kishu Ben Dalat Amis, Lamanda Malach Mishra Machitza, the Koshkin the Adif Tfei, called the Moshech Tfei. Forget it's a better Lechi if it's more of a Koisel. So he says, maybe the reason is because you need a hacker. So, imkain afil kashuk b'lechem lechi. Where's the hacker? You still have a hacker. So, it would seem to be that there's a machlokes here between the Rashba and Rashi. If being a koisel itself is a stira to being a lechi, Rashba holds that fakir, the more koisel you are, the more lechi it is. It's better. And the only problem here is that's not. There's an additional Tanai in the lechi being matu the mavo, he has to have a coil, a hecker coil, that it was done l'shem kach, and that's what you're missing if it was done. If it was, that's what it's missing. And the mela, he's a little bit. What happened if you did it from before? It became a coil. And Rashi seems to say if it's a koisel, it's not a lechi. If it's a lechi, it's not a koisel. It could be we found keinze a machlokes. The Rebbe Kivager learned up Machlokes Rebbe Yonasan and Tosfos and Daf Yud. Tosfos asked the Kash over there and Daf Yud, but we'll hopefully get back to it now in Vav HaMinalf to get the Clarkite. But Tosfos had a Kash, then in the Sugya over there, we had a Pesach of 15 Amis, and you put the past three Amis, two Amis away. So Tosfos asked, let that work as a Lechi. So Tosfos says, it can't work as a lechi because it's a din. A lechi, it can't be rochik. A lechi is possible if it's rochik mina koisel. So Rabbi Kivager proves that Rabbi Yonasan can't hold like that. Magen Avraham really, because Rabbi Yonasan holds that the chesaron of lechi merochik mina koisel is atzasi avira. And if it just was a little kaira and it's more than three tefachim away, it's going to be atzasi avira. So ibazai in our case, in this case where the pas was three amis, it wouldn't have a chesaron. It wouldn't have a chesaron of rochik according to Rabbi Yonasan. So, what's pshat? What? So, how does Rabbi Yonasan answer at Tosfos's kasha? Why doesn't the pas gimel amis work to be a lechi. He says, Dr. Kiviger, because you can't be a mechitza and a lechi. I mean, he says more like, can't be put, you can't do, Kiviger says, your minister must have learned the answer to his kasha is that you can't do two things at the same time. You can't be a pulas mechitza and a pulas lechi. I don't know if it's shaykh to this exactly, but it's a similar point where he's saying that you can't be, and Toisvis, maybe it's just specific to there, but Toisvis argued on that, so we have to see. Okay. Pakoponim in this machlokes Rashi and Rashba and Rashi, we'll get back to maybe what's the beer adover in this machlokes. The hemshach of the Gemara brings in over here that Amar Rabbi Yehuna Rabbi Yeshua leemar nel b'mavi shmoina b'mavi shiva nit b'mavi mruba al apart v'kavachemir mechatzer. So the Achrayim all ask the whole Chazanish, the first Shtikl, Chazanish and Erevin, he starts with this Kasha. Like, this is like the Iker Kasha, he starts effect the whole thing with 64 Isis to follow in that Shtikl. But Kapanim, the Kasha, the Chazanish, the Goyin Yaakov, the Achrayim ask that, why is it, what's the Lashon HaGemara over here? What's the Gemara saying that you need a Kavachomer to say that if I'm in Ruba's Matar Chatzar, so should be Matar the Ruch Revius of a Mavi? L'chaira, I'm in Ruba's a Mechitza B'chomakon, for Sukkah, everywhere else, everywhere you need, wherever you need a Mechitza, I'm in Ruba's a Mechitza. So why would there be a Tzad over here in the Gemara? What's Pash Pshat in the Gemara that in order to use I'm in Ruba for the Ruch Revius of a Mavi, you need a Kavachomer? What's Pash Pshat in the Gemara? Now, so I don't really be makdim, and maybe, I don't know how far we'll get past the Akdama, but be makdim a yisod over here, in the whole, really the whole Parakam de Erevin, from based on the Rambam. The Rambam says, in Parak Yud Zayin, Halacha Beis, Hich matirin mavoy asasim, oisaloi beruach revius lechi echad oikaira v'dayo. So the Rambam puts right away, you do a lechi or a kaira. V'teichoshev oisa kaira oilechi kiilu sasim ruach revius, and it's going to be considered by that you mersoisim the ruach revius. V'yeyase rishas hayachid, it becomes rishas hayachid v'yamutal tatal bekulay. Why? Because Shadin Torah is that already, and once you have three mechitzas, it's really mutar betiltal anyway. And the Ruach Revius is derabanan, so dailoi belachi v'kaira. So the Magen Mishnah asks kashas, there's a few basic kashas on this Rambam. Number one kasha is that the mechitza, we paskin that kaira is mishum heker, kaira is not mishum mechitza. So if kaira is mishum heker, how's the Rambam saying it becomes Rosh HaSayachar with the kaira? It's not Rosh HaSayachid. It's still the same caramelist like it was before. And it's not Rosh HaSayachid. Second of all, if the Rambam said that Medivri Torah, it's Mutter anyway, just Medivri Seifrim, they answered it in order to Mechayiv, and they Mechayiv you to. So why Bechlad did he add that in? That has to become Rosh HaSayachid. The Briskerov and Sefer asks this Kasha. What do you have to add in this point that it became Rosh HaSayach? It's not the point. The point is that you just told me it's Mutter Medirais anyway. And they answered it until you did, were Masakin. So after you're Masakin, they didn't answer it anymore. So now, what's the Vyasa Rosh HaSayach? Makam Ptur, whatever the. Some of those places they were Matah, some they weren't. So they took away the Isser. They took away the problem that was there. It was their problem in the first place. So once they're Matah, it's the Matah. It's
not the Karmas. They're Matah, it's Rosh HaSayach. They're Rosh HaSayach, they're Abonim.
It's a funny agdara of Rosh Hashanah Derabanan. It's not Rosh Hashanah Lemaisa. So Lemaisa Libid Emes, it's not Rosh Hashanah. Okay, so the there's another kasha, more edel kasha. The Rambam paskins in Perek Yud Dalid of Hilchas Erevin of Hilchas Shabbos. He says like this. He says, "What's a karmelis? Karmelis is a place." Karmelis is a place that it's mutter midrasa to mitatl and also midrabanan to mitatl. So the Rambam, he lists the Karmelis, Perek Yud Dalid, Halacha, Aleph, Beis, Dalid. Perek Yud Dalid, Halacha Dalid. He says one of the places he lists is V'chein Keren Zavis Asmuchel Rishas Harabim. You have a place which is Samuch to Rishas Harabim. V'hu Mokum Shemukev Sholosh Mechitzas. It has three mechitzas. V'aruach Harevius Rishas Harabim Kigoyin Mavoi She'ein Loi Lechi Oikaira V'aruach Harevius. So Dr. Rambam, Makarmelis is a place that is Ein Loi Lechi Oikaira V'aruach Harevius. Why? Because it's Mukav Sholosh Mechitzas. It's also, so really, that means that even has a Kairo, it's still Karmelis. I mean, the point is that how did that change that? And the Rambam is being magged to this place as a Mokum Shemukav Shalosh Mechitzas, Varuch Revias Kagoin Mavi, Shein Lechi Oy Kairo, Baruch Revias, is also Midar Abanan. It's a Karmelis. And the reason is because it's possible to the Shazam, Ein Lechi Oy Kairo. It's a little interesting still because Lechairo, There's another big kasha. There's a big shinu between a lechi and a kaira. The Rambam paskins that a lechi is a mechitzim deraisa. That if you did put a lechi on a mavo, it becomes a shasiyachim deraisa. If you're zoyach l'soyicha, you're chayiv. That's in Perek Yizayin Halacha Tes. The Rambam paskins beferish. Aval im hechshir b'lechi azoyach metoich l'shazrabim oimer shazrabim l'toich l'chayiv. By kaira, you're potter. So it's a little interesting. The Rambam's putting lechi and kaira in the same boat over here. It's really a different point. It's like, if you were misakin it b'kaira, I mean, if you put a kaira, if you put a lechi, so it's like, so it's not shalosh mechitzas anymore. I mean, the point is, if you have a mokum, that's three mechitzas, so it's a karmelis. If it has four mechitzas, it's not a karmelis. But, and b'chol, the Mishnah asks, that why is the Rambam saying over here, he's making lechi and kaira the same tikkun, if it's not true? A lechi, l'maisa is a mechitza m'deraisa. So the whole Lashon and the Rambam that he puts it together is a shver Rambam. L'chor you can ask a little bit more. L'chor you could ask a little bit more. Is that the Rambam in two places says that a lechi doesn't always work. First of all, he says in Perek Yudzayin, in Halacha Zayin, says if you have a mavoi which doesn't have batim v'chatzeres psucha islai, so it's missing in one of the tenoim of mavoi, so he says if you put a lechi, it doesn't work. I mean, if you put a kaira, I understand it doesn't work. Kaira is a tikkun derabanan in a chotza, in a mavli. But lechi is a mechitza mideraisa. No, that's what I'm saying. But where did we find that the lechi works mideraisa to turn into rishos yachid? So it is rishos yachid. The tikkun was the yasir rishos yachid. It's rishos yachid. So how is it that the Rambam saying is that the lechi is working and it's Rishus Yachid and still it's Aser? So you have something which is Rishus Yachid and it's also in the Takana of Mavoi, which is Karmelis. And same thing in the Rambam and Ar Halacha, Perkizan Chav Beis, the Rambam Paskins, Alechi Oimin Me'ilav, if you're not Samchay Me'esmol, the Rambam says it doesn't work as Alechi, even though Avada, if you're Zorak Lasaycha, you're Chayiv. So if the Tikkun was to make the Aser Shus Yachid, so it's very shver because it is Rishos Yachid with the Lechi. And Lechi is Mishra Mechitza. So if Lechi is Mishra Mechitza, you have a Mataris Mechitza. So, L'chaira, so L'chaira is Muchach over here, Shtogu Yisoid, in what's the Isser and what's going on over here. The Emes is that the Rambam already said that to be matter tiltal, once you have three mechitzas, shosh mechitzas bilvad mutal taltal medivir soifrim medivir soifrim warach revias. So the Rambam is saying is that really with three mechitzas it's oisr shusharam. Shusharam is paka with three mechitzas. The reason why, so what's not rishus yachid about it? What's not rishus yachid about it? So this that the most rishonim, three mechitzas is mideraisa. Three mechitzas could be is mideraisa. Pashtas Rashi in the beginning of the Masechta is mashma like that, but what? Why? I don't know where Rashi's sheet is. Yeah, I don't know where Rashi's sheet is. But the. So I don't know if on a deraisa level, but maybe even on a deraisa level, the pshat is, but for sure, midrabanan, is that the ikar of the rishos, stama, even the derisas was mashma. The ikar of the rishos is really happening with the ikar three mechitzas. And on the ruach revis, you can have a mikzas mechitza. It makes the rishos a yachid. The lach is a mikzas mechitza. What Chazal asserted in the Mavoi is not that you don't have enough mechitzas. Lachi is a mechitza, okay. But the terse mechitza of lachi is not accomplishing a certain problem. What's the problem? The problem is that if the makom beruach on the ruach revis is still open, has a pesach into the shasarabim, so avada could be that we would see even midrabanan matatiltol. So midrabanan, the rishus that you have with the three mechitzas is really enough of a rishus to be matatiltol. The issur is because there's an irbu of rishuyas with the rishus harabim. It's not that you don't have enough mechitzas. You have to close it off until you have four full mechitzas. It's not a rishus hayachid. Pshat is you have three mechitzas. Three mechitzas is enough. But the problem is that it's still mixed up. It's still it's parutz to the ruach revius of the rishus harabim. So memela that rishus harabim creeps in and mingles with the rishus. So you don't see a chiluk between this rishus and that rishus. Avada, you have a makom that's the hekif and the etzim rishus has been created with the three mechitzas. You have that, and even after the takana drabanan, you have that. That's not the problem. The problem is that takana drabanan says is that we don't see a chiluk stark enough between this rishus and that rishus. So it's not a vart that when you don't have enough mechitzas, the vart is you have a new problem. You have a place that has a hekif of three mechitzas, but besides that, but on the ruach revis, it's still open. So that alone, that the mekaymis are connected with one another, we don't see the chiluk mekaymis between this makam and that makam. Well,
weren't you really saying a lechem yishum hekar?
So I'm just saying the problem. I didn't say the solution yet. You're getting to the solution already. Before you get to the solution, you have to know what the problem is.
The problem is that it's an irbuv with the Rishus HaRabim.
So now we have to figure out how did Chazal tell you to solve the irbuv. But the point is that the problem on coming to Afuke is it's not the pshat that Chazal said you have to create a better Rishus HaYachid. Usually, you can have three mechitzas. No, make it four mechitzas. Still have three mechitzas to be matzah tiltol. The hetzah tiltol is being chal with the three mechitzas midraisa like it was always. There's a new halacha that if the ruach revis is open, so you have to keep the Rishus HaRabim out. If you keep the Rishus HaRabim out, then we can now use the hetzah tiltol of the three mechitzas. So the geder of this that the Rambam is adding this the Aser Shasayachid is that what has to happen is that and this is where you have to make it into a Shasayachid Rabbanan, which means that midrabbanan we have to be able to. Chazal stared us from seeing the rishus which is created from the three. Calls on it's open. Once you close it off, now you could use the mechitzas of the three that you have. So the question was, why is the Rambam shtelling to kira to lechi? Lechi is a mechitzah mederaisa. The teretz is that the teras. The tikkun on the ruach revis is not using the teres mechitza of the lechi deraisa. The lechi deraisa wouldn't be enough to be matir the ruach revis of the mavoi. Why? Because lemaisa, the ruach revis of the mavoi is that was gufa the tikkunas chazal, that it's still open. It's still open there. So the fact that you had enough mechitzas, it could be to be matzah tilta with the three anyway. So now you have a fourth, but the fourth is also mechitza b'miktas. It's also not enough to be matzah the tiltal in the ruach revius after the takana. So the Rambam is saying here is that we're not using the teras lechi midiraisa of the lechi. The lechi midiraisa of the lechi is what it is. But the new takana, not to look at it into rishus yachin until you close out the rishus rabim, I did the tikkun of chazal. So the lechi and now the lechi and the kaira both have to work now. Betaras the tikkun of chazal, not betaras the mechitza mederaisa. So you could have mechitza deraisa, but you weren't samchem esmol. So it could be that you're takabi zerik mitaychay, but it's still going to be awesome because chazal still see the irbuv between the rishuyas. And the only way that you do it is you have to have a lechi which is being poyel, a taras. We pass the lechi mishum mechitza on the darbanon also, but it has to have a taras heker over here. It has to have a taras samchem esmol. That's And same thing with lechem shum kaira, is that there, kari mashum heker, is that the way that we're machalik, the Rosh Hashanah from here is the kaira. So the yesoid that we're coming out over here from this idea that really lechem mishnah points out, the Magen Mishnah points out, is that when the whole takanas chazal wasn't that you don't have enough mechitzas, it wasn't that you need more hekif. Is that you have to block out the Rosh Hashanah. So everything that we're dealing with over here is that we have a gevaldik amava, you have three yeshuyas. According to some Rosh Hashanah, according to the Rambam, it could be Rosh Hashanah deraisa when you have a lechi that you weren't samcha mesmol, or a lechi whatever. But with Chazal or by Chatz, what Chazal or Masakin was is that you have to. We can't see the hemshach of the Rosh Hashanah into the makom that has three mechitzas, and that's why this thing is called the zavus of Rosh Hashanah. That's what the drama means. The whole Torah's karmelis over here is that b'etzem you have three mechitzas. It should be matel l'taltal. The issur d'rabbanon is because it's considered a zavus of Rosh Hashanah. It's like that has too much of the shimush rabbim here. It has too much of the rabbim is open to it. And what you have to do is you have to create a tikkun you have to create a tikkun which keeps the Rosh Hashanah separate from this Rishos. And then you'll go back to using the Torah's mechitzas that you had from the three. Lamashal, this is Geshmaka, could be Geshmaka point to this. Is that when it comes to lafuke is that and memela b'kol zman that the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim is open, so now you don't really have the heter of the three. You can't use the Rosh Hashanah which is created from the three. It's not just like a zaitke iser tiltol. It's that what we're trying to do is you have a makim. And it's a karmas, that's what Rambam is saying. It's betz and the three mechitzas don't do anything. They're not being matar tiltal, because the rabbim shter us from seeing it as a separate place. Once you called out the rabbim, now the makam that you have is takamuta with the three that you had the whole time. So, and it's like, I'm kam lafuke, it's not just an iser on the gavra that you're not allowed to metaltal until you do this. They shter the teres rishus from using the three mechitzas, peteras, whatever it is, until you block out the rabbim. So Kvegra has a halacha like this in the Tshuva and Lamed Hey. He has a halacha that what would happen if you had a Tzuras of Pesach and before Shabbos, and on Shabbos one of the kana falls down. So Kvegra wants to know, can you use the lechi, Peteras lechi, and even though it's Aman Me'elav, but you have Samchai Me'esmol because you were Samchai Peteras Tzuras Pesach. So he says, and he says, what happens if you were Samechan and as a mechitza? And the whole mechitza falls down except for the lechi. Is it considered Samechan Me'esmol? So that's one thing he says, you have to be Samechan B'taras lechi, you can't be Samechan B'taras mechitza. So that's one shmuz. Okay. We'll get to that part of it. Don't look like it. So that's one shmuz. But the second shmuz he says is, I have another reason to be Matir. The Gemara that we kind of skipped, and the Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, that the Gemara says that kivin the hotra by something which is a chesaron, by something which is just like, let's say, a chesaron in the Erev. So if you made an Erev derech HaPesach and nistam HaPesach, so since the Erev was chal, it was chal. So maybe you should just be matir all that because you already matir the Rishus. No. So the Gemara says that if a mechitza falls down on Shabbos, you can't be matir because you still it's lesnayu lemechitzas. But Zokta B'Kivegar over here is not lesnayu lemechitzas because lechi m'shem mechitza. I still have the lechi. What don't I have? I don't have the heker of the lechi. So you can't say it's lesnayu lemechitzas because betzim I have the mechitza. So I have the mechitza. All I don't have is the heter of the mechitza. So maybe that should be called the hutra. That's Zokta B'Kivegar's tzad. The curious lashon in the end is, and he says, what happens if a kair itself? Let's say you're matar mava with a kair, and the kair fell down. Kair mishum heker. So and you don't have more or less mechitzas when the kair falls down on Shabbos. So it should be like a zaitke iser, that if it falls down on Mel Shabbos, it should become mutar on Shabbos. should stay mutter the whole Shabbos. If your walls fall down, yeah, you don't have your mechitzas. But if your kerem shem heker falls down, what don't you have? You don't have the mount, you have the kerem, but that's my have everything. Zuktu b'kiveger, gval de galoshin, el akar chacha, kiven de chazal omru, de beleka kerem, ein lismach al gimel mechitzas de mavui, mikri lisnayu le mechitzas. So, before and after, I'm using the gimel mechitzas. It's not that I, and even kerem shem heker, is empowering me to use the Gimel Mechitzas, and I can't use the Gimel Mechitzas. Why? Because it's Taka the Teresh Rishus, which is Chal, through the Gimel Mechitzas, is the same as with a Kara without a Kara. So what's a Chiluk? The Chiluk is that Kol Zman Rosh Hashanah is creeping in over here and being Ma'arbiv, so now all those three Mechitzas are not creating a Rishus really, because we see too much of the Rishus Rabbim. So we don't see where the Gimel Mechitzas could be creating a Rishus, because the Rabbim are coming in here, and the Rishus Rabbim is too Mechuber with this. And the Mela, the Etzem Rishus, which is Chal through the three Mechitzas, is not a valid Rishus. But if the Mela, the Mechitzas are apostle, but if I have a Kaira, so now that makes that it's Nayul the Mechitzas. So having a Hecker, not having a Hecker, Gufa says, do you have the Mechitzas, don't you have the Mechitzas? This is what Kivega says. So I think it's Mamash, this idea is that the point is that the Rishus is Chal with the other three. And it's not just an Isser. It's more than just like an Isser Gavra, don't carry here. The Rishus HaRabim from the outside says we see too much of a Chibur between the Rishus, so we have to keep out the Rab. So based on this, it would come out that the Rambam already told us that you can have a Teres Mechitza of a Lechi, and the Teres Mechitza of Lechi does not help Halach Lamaisa to be Matar the Mavoi. What the way the lechi helps him matter the mavoi is because the nutakana that the lechi is matter mavoi, and it has the teres mechitza that you need to be matter the mavoi it has in it. But the teres mechitza deraisa of the lechi doesn't help to be matter the mavoi, because even after that it's still too much open to the shah. So maybe the gemara by Omim Ruba is zelbazach that without a kavachomer, so you wouldn't know necessarily that. Even though Eimin Ruba has a teres mechitza to it, but there's still a pesach. And you really had mechitzas deraisa with the three anyway, according to some Rishonim, or at least to be matir tiltul you had it, according to the Rambam. You had three mechitzas even before you did anything. Norvos, Chazal say that in the Pesach HaMavoi is where we see the chibur between the places, between the Rishonim, and the teres mechitza from the hekif doesn't help. So even if you have a Mimruba on the fourth Ruach, Lamais, the place that's open, is still the Pesach HaMavoi. And in the Pesach HaMavoi, if we were Mesakin, it could be we would still daher that there would be a chibur between the mekaymes. So, just like the Rambam held that the lechi deraisa on the ruach revius isn't matter, I mean, Ruv also wouldn't necessarily be matter by itself. Because matzama and chatzah is the same thing. Chatzah is also the same thing. Is that even though the tekan of chatzah is pas, b'chayra that if Chazal were masakin that in the pirtza you could put on Ruva.
The
what?
Who said that MRU works in the pirtza? That we're using the limit is from
the Ruach Revius of the Chatzar.
I didn't say that. You should say we're going from all the Abduchas, no?
I think most of them, I was going to Mepharshim to learn that the Ikkar from the Ruach Revius, even Rashi. Other Mepharshim. But if you learn it's going on the Ruach Revius, so then what you're learning is that what the Oyman Ruba does, well, first of all, I don't know if Rashi needs that point, because Rashi holds Oyman Ruba is not just like a, yeah, you're saying that no one you need the Kal V'Chomer, you're back to that, right? But if it could, even if it's a steam amount like we had in Rashi, it's still, it's the Pesach HaMavoi. That is the Pesach HaMavoi. So where do you see that in the Pesach HaMavoi, you still see where in the Pesach HaMavoi, which is created from Oyin Ruba, we don't see the Irbuv in the Mechemis, is that was the Tekan of Chatzar. That's from the Ruach Revius of the Chatzar, the way the Tosa says. So, now this would answer another point in the Rambam that the Olam saw already from before, is that, and the Rambam was from this Sugya, that the Rambam Paskins over here is pretty clearly, in this Halacha of Beis, is that if the wall, the Rambam says it is if it's Oymen Ruba, works out Oymen Ruba. If it's less than Oymen Ruba, it's going to work out to Lechi. He's mashma in the Rambam that if it's oimid kaparetz, it won't work al tzomid kaparetz. And the achrenim from Medayik, from there, from the Rambam, that they brought down the Gemara kepshutai. They brought down the Gemara kepshutai. Ipart nafesh nidum shem lechi. If oimid, it's oimid ruba, so my amrit, the middle, so savik divrayim. So the Shiloh Taisis asks is, but we paskin oimid kaparetz works. So Taisis says, we're going like a Rabbi Yehuda Yeshua. But the Rambam and the Rif paskin like a papa that it works. So why they bring down the Gemara? So, vice versa, they hold that oimid kaparetz wouldn't necessarily work, even though it's a mechitza. Teretz is that taka and oimid kaparetz, even if it's a mechitza, but this nekuda that the teretz mechitza should make it that it's chal tikkun in the Pesach that's left over after the mechitza, that we don't see an oimid kaparetz. So oimid kaparetz can make it that the Pesach is not a piritza, and that you have enough teres mechitza, but the nekuda is not that we were missing the teres mechitza. That was never the problem. The problem was that we see what we need to do is a new teres mechitza here, which makes it that the Pesach itself is mesukin, that we don't see the chibur, so that you don't see an oimid kaparetz. And what? According to this, by chatzah it wouldn't work either. According to this, that you would have to say. I mean. Otherwise, you say kav chomer from chaser. That's a kasha. What? Right. He's saying more. Yeah. He's saying a little different point. I think he's saying that you need much more of a steam on the ruch revis. I'm just saying. Same chashv, right? But the way he's saying it, maybe taka. It's a little different. Because saying the takan of mavoy is salt. I don't know what he means over there, that lashon. To make a mavoy sasam. I don't know what that means exactly. I don't know if it means this. I think that it depends on what we're going to get to now. So this is the basic idea that of what the takan of lechi is. So it's to be machalt makaymis. So that means that. Oh, so now we have to get back to your question. So now that's the issue. So what was the Takanas Chazal over here? How to solve this problem of the Tikkun and the Ruch Revius? So the whole Zman that we were handling.
Why would they care what you call it? Just put it there. Call it anything you want. It has no function anyway.
No. So it's not the standard mechitza. So. L'chayra, this now, if this is true, so what was the takana of lechi v'kayra in the Ruch Revius then, taka l'maisa? So the way l'chayra b'zeh pligi the Rashba and the Rashi that we started off with. If this is true, the teras mechitza that we're talking about is b'yisoide coming. To separate the Rishus Rabim from the Mavi. It's not coming like everywhere else to create the Rishus itself. Like we, right, the cult of Shvi, we're not coming like Shvi or Shusa, we're coming more to keep out the Rishus Rabim. So now, what was the Takanas Chazal? So Rashi understood that Takanas Chazal was there's a new Teres Mechitza which is Kumt of Dem Gufa. The Teres Mechitza that we're talking over here, or the Tikkun is Gufa for that. It's Gufa to keep out that we shouldn't see. We shouldn't see the rabbim here. But Fran, if you say like the way Tosis learned, Fran Tosis is Pshat and Rashi by Kaira, the way Tosis learned the Tula Shinus of Rashi, that Tosis learned in Rashi there that Kaira Mishum Mechitza Havada, it was never, Rabbeinu Peretz had a whole another pshat that maybe the teres mechitza was not to come yisayis in their shows. But the ikar of the mechitza and Rashi, even if kerem shem mechitza or lechim shem mechitza, it's a new teres mechitza over here. It's not the mechitza which normally we have to try to create a hekif. The teres mechitza we're doing is to keep out the rabbin, is to show a chiluk between this place and that place. Not so much to create the. Not so much to create the Rishos. It's to show a distinction between these two places. So it's not for the inside, it's for the outside. That's a teres. The whole Lechi Mishum Mechitza and Kair Mishum Mechitza is really for the outside. It's not so much for the inside. this that you need also a hecker. Why need a hecker? It's a chayr more than just a tenai that you need a hecker. In the mandal, it's that the whole thing has to come. The point of this mechitza is to tu'aif a hecker between the places. If you don't, if the mechitza is not going to tu'aif a hecker between the places, so it's missing in its ability to do what it needs to do. So, according to Rashi, the whole takana to make this mechitza was make it in the Pesach Amavi. You have to mistake in the Pesach Amavi. The Pesach Amavi is the place that creates the problems. The Pesach Amavi is the place that creates the problem. Oh, by the way, is the place that creates the problem. And the tikkun is to make a tikkun over there in the Pesach. So, Mil Zakt Rashi, if you put a Kaisel Mavui over there in the Rach Revius, Betz and the Shem Kaisel is a steer to the whole Shem Lachi. Because the Shem Kaisel is just coming to continue the Hekif of the place. I already have a Shui or a Shus. I already have a Hekif of the place. I don't want to add on to the Hekif of the place. What does that help me? It didn't help me to make a Hekif of the place. I have to come when I have a Hekif of the place, and in the Pesach, which is where the Hekif ends, and that's where the Rishuyas meet, I have to go be Misak in the place to go show the Alechi Mishum Alechi Dika Mechitza, which says the Rishus stops there. The outside Rishus stops there. So the Shem Lechi is the Mechitza Kabi, the outside. The Kaisel is a steer to that whole idea. So that was the way Rashi learned this sugi. That's why Lamashal, in the way Tosis learned Rashi, Tosis learned that in the first lashon of Rashi Lamashal that Ovadi you say Pitikra coming down. The two lashons of Tosis and Rashi was what was the point of the hecker, right? Tosis had two lashons in Rashi, and by Kaira, if you need. Is one tefach enough, or do you need dalet? Right. So, what was the shaila? Either way, you say yoriv v'saisim, but you need one tefach dalet. The shaila was there. The hecker of the mechitza, the hecker of the kaira. What's the hecker? Is the hecker that you have to see the kaira of the mechitza of the kaira, or is it enough to see the kaira? The way it's choitzitz, the way it separates the rishus is by a mechitza. But the hecker shabai is I see the kaira. The kaira shows me that there's a hecker here. The hecker of the kaira, and then the pool of the kaira is the kaira mechitza shabai, or the hecker has to be. I have to see the mechitza itself. So unless I have four tefachim, I don't see the mechitza itself. Then I don't see it. But the point was that it wasn't to create the rishos. It's all to separate the places. Now, that's right. Yesh loymar that in the Rashba, Yesh loymar in the Rashba, that the yisod of the Rashba was, is that, and this is Mavor from the Rashba later on Dr. Beis, that he argues on this Tosfos. Tosfos says over here that there's no chilk in chatzar and mavor. Everything has to do with arkri yasa arach boy. The Rashba says not like that. The Rashba says that he argues on this Tosfos. The Ritva here brings a yeshayimrim like that. If you look at the Rashba and Yud Beis, he holds like that yeshayimrim that chatzar can never get a lechi v'kaira. Chatzar always needs a pas dalet. In chatzar itself, you only get a lechi kari if it's arkir esar rochbay, but arkir esar rochbay doesn't play a role in chotzer. Why? The Rashba's mazmer and tshuva the Beis brings down because the shimush of chotzer is different than the shimush of mavoi. But etzem the shimush of chotzer, there's a lot more people there, and therefore it requires more of a stima. It requires more privacy. The way the Rashba understood it is that the way to be mesakin could be also held. This was the problem the Chazal had, but the way to fix the problem isn't just to make a mechitza klapi the outside, it's taka to be meisiv stima, that the place should be completely separate. The separation between the shuris is not enough to hold back. It's not directly, make a mechitza klapi holding back. The way it is going to be is to make that the place is taka completely separate, it's completely sasum, and there's taka no place that they connect. So a chotzer, you have to close it off completely. To mamash be soysim the place. Pasdalet works as a stima. You have to be soysim the place completely from that chibur to the outside. And the by mavi there were more mekel, and they said you could use a teres mechitza of lechi v'kaira. So vada, Dr. Rajma, the more koisel it is, the better. Because I'm coming to do stima. I'm coming to strengthen the mechitzas of the place to make it more sasim. And forget, that's what I'm coming to do. So he didn't have a problem that it's more sasim. He just needs a koil because you have to show that there's a takanas. I don't even know what the koil is, more like an extra din. So, well, it's not a papel sasim, right? So you have to show that I'm coming to be. That's what I'm doing with this. I'm coming to be sais in the place. So what's the kal v'chomer? So mimela in the Rashba, maybe it's a little bit more fair this question because I'm in Ruba, lemaisa is taka mechitza. So why should a koisel pas dalit? Why should it be worse? So I don't know, I'm not 100% sure, but could be based on the Rashba that the way we're learning the Rashba Daf Yud and other places, that the Rashba was going more the whole time, that really Omin Ruba is not Sasim. The whole Asi Avira Sugya, he was learning more that the point of the Omin Ruba was to make it that you can't say the Asi Avira, but it was never really Sasim. The side of the Hekif for the Rashba of Omin Ruba was really more to create Hekif always. It was never really to be Sasim Dafka the place. We were learning the Rashba, like the Chazanish's Lashon, that he says that the side of the mechitza that's created with the Omin Ruba is more mitzad the Hekif itself. So if the side of Omin Ruba is always to create the Hekif, so now you need a new Omin Ruba really that's coming here to be soisim the place, to be soisim. That was a takana that Omin Ruba works by chatz. It could be it's taka. There's a halacha that if you're using Omin Ruba, the midraisa dik Omin Ruba is taka not going to work for the drabon on what you need. The midraisa dik Omin Ruba is biyasoidai really much more about the Hekif. It's not so much soisim the Pesach. And midrabanan Chazal matir by chotzer, they obviously hold the midrabanan. They held that the Pesach over there, whatever is created by the chotzer, is enough sasim for this purpose. So mele we can use that oimin merubah and a drabanan dekaifin. It's like a new oimin merubah that works to create a stima deka Pesach that's matir the chotzer also, matir the mavit also.